Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson. Today, we're going to talk about if you're not uncomfortable, it's not change. We all know change is uncomfortable, inherently so because it's different, it's unfamiliar, it's new, it's unknown. Yet most changes in organizations aren't changes at all. They are the reshuffle of the existing deck chairs. They are so soft and subtle as not to burden or worry the masses. They are often minuscule. It's no wonder that organizations that seek change and enact their soft modifications are disappointed in the results. We frequently enact little or no change out of fear of making the wrong decision. Decisions have consequences, and major changes need to be right or they will upend an organization into chaos. The risk of wrong decisions could cause more problems than inaction. And in certain cases, this is true. However, it is important to understand the impact of doing nothing or simply implementing a small change. Doing nothing, making small changes, or holding back on bold changes sends a signal to the organization. We don't act, we wait. This permeates not just the culture, but the behavior of every rank, indicating that when you see an opportunity for change, don't make any moves, sit on it, because we don't want to the discomfort of a possible wrong decision. The question is, isn't the root of learning and growth curiosity about identifying and trying new things? Trying new things can be uncomfortable, but if you're not actively getting used to some discomfort, you're not learning. Even worse, your organization isn't learning. Consider the analogy of turning a yacht versus a dinghy. One is slow and requires a wide berth, while the other can pivot on a dime. While many large organizations are slower to act on change due to their size, this doesn't mean they can't change more quickly. I mean, remember the pandemic. Changing more quickly requires a culture that is used to change, where the uncomfortable is seen as an opportunity for both learning and growth. This is an inherent culture that can make a yacht, in our analogy, turn just as fast as a dinghy. A dinghy just has less people, and therefore culture can be more quickly and easily influenced. So if you want to see more significant, impactful changes within your organization, get used to the uncomfortable. Embrace it. Encourage it. Let people get acclimated to it. Because without that discomfort, you'll never uncover the next big thing that can take your business to the next level. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening. Look forward to having you back next time.